Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. The Food and Drug Administration yesterday authorized the use of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine, the third vaccine now available in the U.S. Unlike the ones made by Pfizer and Moderna, the Johnson & Johnson version only requires one dose, not two. It doesn't have to be frozen, but can be shipped and stored at normal refrigerator temperatures. Vice President Kamala Harris congratulated one of the black researchers who's worked on COVID vaccines. She says she understands the reluctance of some members of black and brown communities to get vaccinated.
We know how folks were treated historically in terms of medical science and research. So we know it is an issue that we must acknowledge, we must speak truth about it, and we must continue to also educate folks about what is happening now that is different.
She spoke at a virtual Black History Month event yesterday. President Biden is celebrating the House passage of his nearly $2 trillion coronavirus relief package. As NPR's Dave Mistich reports, Senate Democrats are hoping to push the measure across the finish line.
Biden's proposal offers a wide range of relief, including direct stimulus payments, unemployment benefits, state and local aid, and funding for vaccine distribution. Biden has long stressed the need for Congress to work swiftly on the relief measure. He reiterated that position Saturday.
We have no time to waste. If we act now, decisively, quickly, and boldly, we can finally get ahead of this virus.
With the Senate parliamentarian ruling that an increase to the minimum wage could not be a part of a fast-track process known as budget reconciliation, Democrats are looking for other ways to salvage the minimum wage language. Dave Mistich, NPR News.
Warming centers and water distribution sites in Texas are still busy this weekend, 2 weeks after a devastating winter storm. Tens of thousands of residents are dealing with pipe and home repairs. As Houston Public Media's Elizabeth Troval reports, they're relying on help from a workforce that includes many immigrants.
In the Houston metro area, about half of construction workers and a third of plumbers are foreign-born. These workers are in high demand as homeowners and landlords scramble to fix pipes and home damage caused by the winter storm. Demand is so high, plumbers are even coming in from out of state to help with the repairs. Many Houstonians are still without running water due to burst pipes. Though these immigrant workers are essential to storm recovery in Houston, many come from communities that tend to be disproportionately impacted by catastrophic events. A Rice University survey found nearly two-thirds of Hispanic immigrants in Houston could not come up with $400 to pay for an emergency expense. I'm Elizabeth Troval in Houston.
This is NPR News. Virginia lawmakers yesterday agreed on a bill to legalize marijuana for adult recreational use beginning in 2024. Retail sales of the drug would also be allowed at that time. This will make Virginia the first southern state to legalize the substance. It joins 15 other states and the District of Columbia. Police in Haiti are searching for hundreds of inmates who've escaped. NPR's Becky Sullivan reports last week's prison break left 25 people dead.
Hundreds of inmates escaped the Croix de Biquet prison in eastern Port-au-Prince. Among the 25 dead were the prison's director and a notorious gang leader named Arnel Joseph, who was awaiting trial for kidnapping, rape, and murder. Joseph had escaped by motorbike, authorities said, but was killed in a shootout with police. Many of the dead were bystanders who lived in the neighborhoods nearby. As of late Friday, authorities said some 60 inmates had been recaptured, but more than 200 were still on the run. The breakout is another setback for a country that has been racked by gang violence and kidnappings in the last year. In a tweet Friday, Haiti's President Jovenel Moïse condemned the escape and urged calm. Becky Sullivan, NPR News.
Security forces in Myanmar are cracking down again today on protesters who are demanding a return to civilian rule and the release of their elected leader, Aung San Suu Kyi. The military seized power in a coup nearly a month ago and detained Suu Kyi and much of her party leadership. Police used tear gas and water cannons today against demonstrators in Yangon, and there are reports of gunfire. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.